This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hi, I'm Brother Jack. Now, there are some people that think that people who leave Mormonism or ex-Mormons tend to experience strong confirmation bias when viewing things the LDS Church and its leaders do from a non-believing perspective, but that's not true at all. Let me explain. See, to become an ex-Mormon, most people eventually have to come to a point where they look at the truth claims of the Church from an empirical standpoint, which is something that Mormons are encouraged not to do. Mormons are the ones with the confirmation bias when you think about it. So when somebody who's Mormon takes a critical look at the Church, all the years of dichotomous, black and white, good and evil, evidence cherry-picking, religiously fueled thinking completely disappears and is replaced with good, smart, totally logical and empirical, noble, smart, truth-seeking, evidence-following, smart thinking skills. And that allows us to notice things that typical people might not notice. Like this video of Henry B. Eyring during one of the prayers of a recent conference meeting, for example. Actually, let's watch it.
We are grateful to live in a day of the restoration of the gospel.
Right there, right there. Did you see that? Right there, when the person giving the prayer was like, the President Thomas S. Monson, he went like, huh, like a scoffing chuckle, like, yeah, I know this religion's all fraud, and Joseph Smith was a scumbag, and Thomas S. Monson isn't really a prophet, and none of his apostles actually communicate with God, because the founding doctrines of this church are all based on lies and conjecture, and there really isn't any special priesthood authority given to the church and its leaders, and I don't really believe any of it. I just do it for the money and the opportunity to work 60-hour weeks throughout my retirement. You know, hey man, his words. I mean, sure, I guess you could argue that the fact that the audio of this particular clip has clearly been altered, since there's never been a prayer in the history of conference that was given during an impromptu synthesized organ solo, which would also kind of cast doubt on the idea that this particular line in the prayer and the facial expression actually transpired concurrently at all, which undermines how rock solid this piece of evidence may be. And yeah, I suppose that even if the prayer and gesture actually did occur in succession, the fact that A, even the most stalwart person can barely pay attention to what's being said during a weekly sacrament meeting opening prayer, and B, this was, after all, a general conference, so the invocation in the video is likely the 8th or 9th public prayer that the 75-year-old Eyring would have listened to just that day, and C, his eyes appear open and glazed over as if in a distractive meditative stare, all seem to point to the fact that he likely wasn't even listening to the actual prayer at all, which would also poke a hole in the facial expression as a tacit admission of unbelief theory. And granted, even if the facial expression was a reaction to the content of the prayer, it's a little hard to argue that one facial expression is strong evidence of his true opinions when you consider the dozens and dozens of times he has, on film, explicitly stated his firm belief in the church and its doctrines. But come on, I mean, you saw his expression, and it happened right when somebody giving a prayer said President Thomas S. Monson. What other conclusion could you possibly draw from a momentary, unexplained gesture other than an admittance of disbelief in the church his entire life is constructed around? Now, there are some people out there who might say, but extrapolating a single extremely strong conclusion from evidence with several alternative explanations and dozens of examples of conflicting evidence is one of the hallmarks of cognitive bias. But like I said, Mormons are the ones with cognitive bias, not us. We're the ones who use logic and empiricism to overturn our beliefs, and we did that without having an up-close insider's view of how the church works like Henry Eyring does. I mean, if he's that close to it, there's no way he doesn't know the church is a fraud, since any smart, thinking, logical, truth-seeking, evidence-following smart person would have to know that, and he was a scientist. So it's not really cognitive bias to take this single ambiguous facial gesture as an indication that he doesn't believe Mormonism is true despite all the evidence against it, since we know the real answer. So you see, we're not biased at all.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.